You may have heard there's an election tomorrow. WPR staffers in the newsroom and on the talk show side have been hard at work planning for that day and the days that follow. We want to hear from you at 800-642-1234. What topics do you want to hear about in the days following the election? What aspects of the vote and the results do you want to learn about and get a chance to talk about, too? The number to call is 800-642-1234. Let us know. We've got Jay Carlisle Larson here. She's a Central Time producer, and she's coordinating tomorrow evening's live WPR election coverage as well. JC, thanks for taking the time to join us on a very busy day.
Hi, Keely.
And Noah Ovchinsky is WPR's news director. Noah, good to have you with us.
It's good to be here. Thanks, Keely.
Hey, Noah, what would Election Day coverage look like during a normal year?
Well, gosh, you know, what is a normal year? Normally, I think, you know, one of the biggest differences between, if not the biggest difference between this year and previous elections has been just the sheer number of absentee balloting that's happened both in Wisconsin and elsewhere across the country. And so it's probably going to take a little bit longer for us to hear results, throughout Wisconsin and, you know, across the country. So I think it's more of a timing issue more than anything else. But like previous elections, we'll have reporters spread out across the state reporting on how things are going tomorrow.
And you'll still have reporters across the state reporting, but COVID-19 has changed some aspects of how you're covering things.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we take every reporting assignment and kind of do a risk assessment just because, you know, with the level of community infection happening right now around Wisconsin, there is a higher level of risk every time we send somebody out to interview people for our stories. But, you know, this is, you know, the biggest story right now. And so we feel like it's really our responsibility to tell Wisconsinites what's happening. And to do that, we need to be on the ground. We need to be at polling stations, observing, listening, seeing what's happening so that we can tell people how the election is going. So, you know, certainly our reporters will be, you know, obviously trying to keep their distance, 6 feet. They'll be wearing masks. But we're going to be out there, you know, doing the job, but doing so much more carefully than maybe years in the past.
All right. JC, let's talk about tomorrow evening. What time does NPR coverage begin, and when will we start having some Wisconsin-specific coverage?
Yeah, so NPR will start broadcasting here in Wisconsin at around 6 p.m. So if you are ready with your popcorn, get ready. It'll be at 6. And then starting at 8 o'clock or a little after 8, so the time that the polls close, that's when you'll start hearing from all of us. And it'll be a bit of a hybrid throughout the hours. You'll hear from both NPR and WPR throughout our coverage.
And who's hosting WPR coverage? Who will we hear from?
Yeah, so some people that longtime listeners will be familiar with, certainly on Central Time. Rob Ferret is back in the host seat. But this year, we're going to be joined in a bit of a different capacity by Sean Johnson, our Capitol Bureau chief, and our state Capitol reporter, Laurel White. They'll be joining as co-hosts and as commentators. So it'll be a very conversation, not to be super redundant there, but they will be providing analysis throughout the evening, which is going to be a really interesting listener service because they have really in-depth knowledge of politics right here in Wisconsin.
Absolutely. And you've got some experts on deck, too. What type of people will be helping us put this into context?
So we're going to hear from the two leaders of the major parties of the state. So we'll have Andrew Hitt on from the Wisconsin Republican Party and Ben Wickler from the Democratic Party of Wisconsin. Yeah. So they'll both be on. But we'll also be hearing from, you know, political scientists that many of us are familiar with, such as Barry Burden from the Elections Research Council, Lily Gorin. She is at Carroll University and will be providing, you know, commentary on national issues throughout the night. But we'll also have, you know, Angela Lang from Black Leaders Organizing Communities. It's also known as BLOC, to talk about, you know, voter mobilization efforts in Milwaukee. So we'll be having really broad conversations with a lot of people in the state, including many of our WPR reporters who are covering various issues as well.
Yeah, it sounds really comprehensive. I do think one of the questions people have is how to decide when to call a race. Noah, what is the definitive source that your folks are looking to tomorrow?
Yeah, so we generally, Keeley, that's a good question, and we generally defer to the AP. So the Associated Press for us is sort of the gold standard. When the AP calls a race, we then feel comfortable calling it. Typically, we try to use as much patience and discipline as we can. Sometimes it's hard to do, but the AP is really kind of our North Star when it comes to calling races.
And they have a whole team set up and a specific bar that they use to decide, okay, one person cannot catch up in this race, the other person won, right?
Yeah, exactly. AP has a huge team looking at this. And, you know, that's not to say that there won't be other networks who may be calling races maybe earlier than we do. But, you know, for us, it's a matter of being really consistent and really comfortable with how the AP goes about their work. And so where, you know, there may be a lag tomorrow between maybe NBC or ABC or CNN calling a race and us doing it. But, you know, when we do it, you can rest assured, the audience can be rest assured that we have a very high level of confidence to be able to make that kind of statement because the AP has made that statement.
Yeah, it's important to get it right. We're talking with WPR's news director, Noah Ovshinsky, also talking with producer Jay Carlisle Larson, who's coordinating tomorrow evening's live election coverage on Wisconsin Public Radio. You can let us know what you want to hear in the days and weeks ahead by calling 800-642-1234. Help us understand what's important to you as we go through Election Day and beyond. And JC, regardless of results that we do or don't have tomorrow evening, a lot of talk about on the Ideas Network talk shows on Wednesday and beyond. What can we expect from the morning show after the election?
Yeah, so I mean, to piggyback off of what Noah said, we will be waiting for the AP, and it is possible that we might not have a definitive answer, which is why the morning show in Central Time are going to be having really extensive coverage over the next few days. I'll just give like a little sample, just because there's a lot that we're covering. But on the morning show the day after, they're going to have John Greenbaum on. He is the chief counsel and senior deputy director of the Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights under law. And that organization, they're in charge of 866 Our Vote, which is a national voter protection hotline. They will also be checking in with Shantae Nelson of the group All Voting is Local, just to learn more about what happened in the state. And then on Central Time, we'll have David Cannon on as part of our regular Week in Washington segment to learn more about congressional races. We'll also have Laurel White on. Her and Sean are going to be on both shows the following day. So if you miss them on tomorrow's coverage, you can hear them again. But we will really be covering this over the next, you know, certainly not just Wednesday, but several days following, just because we know that there's going to be a lot that is going to be developing over the next, you know, few days, weeks, et cetera.
Yeah. And there's so much there. We should mention, if people need a break from politics, we have some options during the midday on the Larry Mueller show on Wednesday.
Of course. Yeah. If you also really do want a break and you just need to learn about some wildlife, Larry Mueller is going to be kind of your place that you want to stop. They're going to be talking about wildlife and wildlife in the winter. I know that I will probably be checking in as a palate cleanser and also just because I'm interested. So highly recommend checking in on Wednesday on the Larry Mueller show.
Yeah, nice way to take the political hat off for just a little bit and listen to some good stuff from Larry there. Noah, moving forward past Election Day, what do you see news covering in these days and weeks?
Well, I think, Keeley, that's going to largely depend on, where this election goes, whether or not we have a result, say, by Wednesday morning, or if, there are some questions about, states that may have their votes outstanding. So I think it's really hard to tell, to be honest with you. I wish I had a crystal ball, but we're going to be closely, the news department will be closely following the national election, as well as closely following and getting reaction to the races down ballot, both the state Senate, the congressional races, the state assembly here. It's not just about the presidential race. We'll be talking a lot about all of the down ballot races as well, both tomorrow and in the days to come.
And I assume Noah will also be talking about Wisconsin's role in that presidential election in these days and weeks.
Yeah, of course. I think, we'll probably get our results Wednesday morning unofficially. So I think Wisconsin, I think, isn't going to be part of the larger story necessarily, just because there are other states that may take a little bit longer to count their votes. But certainly as a battleground, you know, our votes are important, and it'll be interesting to see where it all goes in the next 48 hours.
All right. Noah, thanks so much for catching us up on what news is doing.
Thank you. It was great to be here. Thanks, Keely.
And JC, we really appreciate your time this afternoon.
Thank you.
J. Carlisle Larson is a Central Time producer, and she's coordinating tomorrow evening's live WPR election coverage. Noah Oshinsky is WPR's news director, and they joined us to give a preview of WPR's coverage on election night and beyond. Polls in Wisconsin are open tomorrow from 7 in the morning until 8 o'clock tomorrow night. We are now past the deadlines for voting absentee by mail and in-person absentee. If you do still have an absentee ballot, the Wisconsin Elections Commission wants you to return it as soon as possible. Don't put it in the mail. Take it directly to your municipal clerk's office or to a drop box location if you've got one nearby. And a final reminder that you can still register to vote at your polling place tomorrow in Wisconsin when you go to vote. You need to make sure that you bring the right materials and you're prepared. You can look up your registration status, your polling place, and more at myvote.wi.gov. We've got a link for you to that website at wpr.org/centraltime.